Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and it's about time to take a look at your taxes. It's tax time. I spent a little time on mine last weekend, and I've got a ways to go. And we'll get to talking with Mary Mellum in just a minute or two. But first, I want to welcome Tom Lujack, Interim Director of Wisconsin Public Radio, as my co-host today on the show. Tom, welcome.
Larry, great to see you. Great to be in the studios here in Vilas in Madison.
Well, it's our public radio winter member drive. And of course, as you listen to us talk today, you know that you count on the Ideas Network for interesting conversations. And of course, we count on you to keep those discussions on the air. And Tom, as interim director, you know how important listener support is.
Oh, you bet it is. You know, we can't do any of the great programming that we do day in and day out throughout the year without support from our listeners. It really is the largest piece of the funding that makes your show and all the other shows here on WPR possible. That's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so very, very important.
Last hour, we heard from 35 new and returning members, and I want to thank each and every one of you for those gifts. And right now, I've got a kind of a good deal going. We have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000, and this generous match is from current members, including a member in Marshfield, and it means that they'll match every dollar you give.
You know, it is such a good deal, Larry, isn't it? What a great, great incentive. You know, it's the way of encouraging you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So we really do thank the member up in Marshfield who stepped up. And again, you could double your support for the programs you love by giving now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of that funding for our WPR programs, that quality it's really possible thanks to you.
You know, your contribution makes this program and so many others possible. When you give, you're part of the quality that you hear every day right here on WPR. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe one of your first childhood memories was hearing WPR on your parents' radio. I know that was true for me. For you, maybe since then you've become hooked. You can't get enough of the news or maybe the in-depth conversations, the music, or the great entertainment.
Larry, I remember laying on the floor in my parents' foyer listening to this big box radio, and public
too.
Radio was there. It was an invitation. It was saying, Tom, come listen.
Now we're grown up.
Well, sort of. Kind of, but even if you're, you know, still young at heart, it's your turn to become a member like your parents to help pay for the hours of high quality programming that you've enjoyed day after day, year after year. So join the WPR family if you haven't already. Support the radio that's been a part of your life and the life of so many others here in the state since you can remember. Start with a gift of $10 a month or $120 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've just learned a lot by listening to public radio. I feel like I can use it. It's something I can use in my life and learn more or do something different or think differently. It kind of runs in my family. My mom listens to public radio. My dad listens to public radio. My brother listens to public radio, although I think he's unlucky because he lives in New York and we have the best public radio here. I've traveled around the country and this is the best. I'm Katie Simonson from Burlington. Wisconsin Public Radio is my source for news and information.
You know, join Katie and go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujack. Your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. And whether your contribution is $10 a month or maybe it's $100 a month, we appreciate and we count on your gift.
You know, supporting Wisconsin Public Radio right now is a great thing to do, and it just takes a few minutes. If you haven't done it before, why not make it this your first time? All we need is your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you would like to pay.
Your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world, and I hope you'll give right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, by the way. So we're in good shape on that. I think we have $460 already taken in, but we can go almost 10 times that amount because we have a $4,000 dollar-for-dollar match.
Well, you know, Larry, so many people listen to your show all over the state. And for those who haven't stepped up before, this is a great time that you can support this program that you value and show off your WPR pride. You can do that, by the way, by asking for the new WPR T-shirt. That's right. If you give $10 a month or more now and ask for your shirt at WPR.org or 888-202-2552, it'll be on the way. This special offer is only available today. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month. Inflation, Larry. We have to. It's all around us, right?
Well, you know, there's a little tax deduction we're going to talk about right now, Tom. And will you come back and be with us again? I hope you will.
You bet.
All right. In the meantime, your gift right now, very important, at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Want to welcome Mary Mellum of Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals to the microphone. She and her husband, David, have been in the tax business for more than 30 years. They serve individuals. They consult other tax professionals. They teach tax seminars around the country. So what questions do you have? Join in. Give a call, 800-642-1234, or email to ideas at WPR.org. Mary, welcome. Thanks for joining us today. Which documents should we be receiving at this point to file our taxes?
Well, good morning, Larry. It's nice to be here. The documents you should have already received would be W-2s and interest statements and many other 1099s. What many people are waiting for are their brokerage statements, the 1099 DIVs, the 1099 interest statements, the 1099-Bs for sales of items, and also, as things are more complicated, the K-1s from partnerships or S-corporations they might be involved in or from trusts or estates. So those things are things they're looking for.
Yeah, and I've had some things that haven't landed in my mailbox yet, so I've done a little bit of work on my taxes, but I have a ways to go. Steve in Wausau has a question. Steve, hi. Thanks for calling.
Just real quick, every year I get a letter from my annuity, and it basically just says any amendments, things like that. And this particular one at the bottom, it doesn't say you don't have to do anything now. And so I started reading a couple of the amendments. Because of the SECURE Act, 19 and 20, and then talked about some kind of distribution, it extends your beneficiary. So if you're leaving something to your kids as a beneficiary, you don't have to, they don't have to take it out as much. So they're not going to get hit as hard with taxes right away. And also other related tax relief programs that were in this 19, what is it called here, COVID virus, Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. And could she comment on those things? Oh, one more thing. Can I still make a contribution to a charity in 21? That maybe you want to tackle that one first.
What do you think, Mary?
Wow, he's got lots of things to talk about. So let's start at his direction with contributions. I think what his question is more, can I make a contribution to a charity in 2022 when I don't itemize and deduct that contribution in addition to the standard deduction? And the answer to that is, at this point, no. The COVID Relief Act did help charities out in the sense that in 2020, we were able to take $300 of cash-like contributions as opposed to used goods on the tax return without regard to needing to itemize. You got it in addition to standard deduction. This year for 2021, that number was increased if you were a married couple so that you could take $300 each person and total of six on the return. That appears to be done unless something changes it in a new law that might be passed. So that takes care of, I think, what his charitable contribution is. The other thing that I could read into that question is that all your contributions must be made by December 31st of any year to be counted on that year's return. So it's not like IRA contributions where you have until 4/15 to make those contributions and make them retroactive to the prior year.
Yeah, there you go. But
that part of charity is done. I'm not exactly sure all of the things his amendment to the annuity contained, but the SECURE Act was passed in 2019, and it had a big impact on retirement. Number one, it extended the required minimum distribution age out to age 72. It previously had been 59 and a half, and that began in 2020. However, since in 2020 we didn't have to make any RMDs, and nobody that wasn't already 70 and a half turned 72 that year, 2021 is really the first year that we're going to see new required minimum distributions for people. So if you are age 72 by January 1st of 2021, you need it and have IRAs or pension money, the RMDs apply to you. The other part of the act that I believe he was talking about also had to do with beneficiaries. And the new rules under the SECURE Act for beneficiaries are not as kind to beneficiaries as maybe one might think. If you had someone die and you received a retirement account or an IRA from that person, in the past, the general rule was that you were required to take out a certain amount out of that account based on your life expectancy. That rule, except for a few people, has gone away. And in lieu of that, you are required to take that money out within 10 years. And it can be taken out 1/10 each year. It can be taken out all up front, all at the end. It doesn't matter, but it has to be out within 10 years. So that's different than over your life expectancy, and it's not as generous.
No.
Because you could have lived a lot longer.
Yeah. Not as generous. Steve, thank you so much for calling during our Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. I'm Larry Mueller. Tom Luchak back with us here for a minute. At WPR, listener contributions, they are the largest source of funding. Keep all the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contributions right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Larry, we have a dollar-for-dollar match in effect right now from current members, including one special person up in Marshfield. Your gift of $50 turns into $100. A $100 gift means we get $200 to carry on the good work that we're doing. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Listening to my listeners every day, I know they are committed to making our communities better places to live. Maybe you help out at the local school. Maybe you pick up litter in your neighborhood. Maybe you cook a meal for friends or family who need your support. Your financial contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio makes the community a better place, too.
Yeah, you know, it's really an investment. Together with the donations that you make and donations from others, that our news, talk, and music on WPR is available to everyone. You know, we're so proud to be an important part of the Wisconsin community. As you said, Larry, we've been around more than 100 years serving the people here in the state. And in large part, that's because of our listeners. So join in now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And now that you've made that decision to support WPR, you might be looking for the best way to make your gift, and the answer probably is to become a sustainer. You decide on a monthly amount to be charged to your bank account or account, or maybe to your credit card, and you set it up to be ongoing.
You know, I'm a sustainer, and it's so easy. It's a sustaining gift is a powerful way of donating because it provides reliable funding for the programs that you count on. You make an easy-to-pay monthly gift, and then those donations, well, they add up to have a big impact for WPR. So choose an amount. It's really all up to you. Say $10 or $20 a month and become a sustainer right now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Today is $10 Tuesday. Ask for your new WPR t-shirt when you give $10 a month. You'll provide ongoing support for the essential news and refreshing entertainment you rely on, and you'll love your new t-shirt. It's only available for $10 a month today, $10 Tuesday. So ask for your t-shirt now. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution. Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujack. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our shows, and that's why your support during our drive is so important. It could be $10 a month. It could be $100 a month. We have folks who contribute $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we have a dollar-for-dollar match going on right now, up to $4,000 during this edition of Larry's show. It's a great time to donate because current members, including a member up in Marshfield, will double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now. Just go to WPR.org or dial 888-202-2552.
I'm betting you made a habit of listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, so now a good idea would be to make a habit of donating. It's a good habit. I've got it. So's Tom. It's a habit you can be proud of, and you can get started right now. Help out with your donation, any amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. We're moving up a little. I think we have about $1,450 out of that $4,000, so there's still more there, isn't there?
You bet. You bet. And it's a good habit, by the way. Not all habits are good, Larry, I found. But giving to WPR is a really, really good habit. And by supporting Wisconsin Public Radio now, you can ask for the new WPR t-shirt. With a WPR shout-out on the front, you'll show off your public media pride wherever you go around the Badger State. Ask for yours with your gift today of $10 a month or more. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Now, this special offer is only available today. Tomorrow, price goes up. It's going to be $12 a month. So why not get a jump on it right now, right, Larry?
Absolutely. You know, I took a look at those T-shirts. I'm going to get one of them, and I like the color and the design. You know, I haven't always liked our T-shirts, to be perfectly honest, but I really like this one. So I'm getting one for sure.
It's a great blue. I mean,
I love that blue.
You know, sort of the Lakes of Wisconsin blue, right?
Yeah, sort of. It matches my eyes a little bit, too. So. Look, if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, I want to thank you so much for that. It might be a day to increase your support of WPR by $5 or $10 a month, whatever amount you choose at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
You know, Thomas in Fox Point over on the eastern side of the state says, I support all of the programming at WPR. And Lisa up in Sheboygan says, I appreciate the educational aspect of Ideas Network and the excellent Wisconsin news coverage.
So your gift right now, so important. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and thank you. And you're listening to Mary Mellum as well, tax professional from Green Bay, Wisconsin. She and her husband own Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. And she's here to answer your questions. And let's take one from Linda in Madison. Linda, hi.
Hi. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Sure.
I have a question about my W-2. My name is spelled wrong, and my street address number is wrong, and the employer's state ID number is wrong. And
ouch. How do you get that corrected?
Well, you know, my boss already sent it to the CPA, and what they did was they sent it to change it, but they never changed anything, and they even did a worksheet for employee corrected, and they spelled my name wrong in a different way.
Oh, boy. Well, Mary, what do you think?
Well, first of all, the right process. You did the right process. You should go back to your employer and tell them it is wrong. And I believe that they could face fines for not having correct information. If your Social Security number is correct on it, that you should be able to file your tax return. But if things are incorrect, it could mess up things with the credit that you're getting from Social Security. What I would recommend is, again, to go back to the employer and say it's not done correctly and have them redo it. And then sometime later in the year, I would go to the Social Security website, ssa.gov, and request a record of your earnings so that you make sure that your earnings in these times of incorrect Social Security or incorrect name and address, that your Social Security earnings are correct. So just do that as a backup, because you would have to notify Social Security if you saw something incorrect. And it may not be for years down the road that you need those numbers for benefits and things, but it would be a good thing to take care of it now.
Yeah, absolutely. Good luck, Linda. Thank you so much. Mark in Racine, your turn. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, hi. I've got a question about I think it's Schedule SR. I've never seen it before, but I'm retired, and this is where you reduce the amount of what you pay in Wisconsin taxes by taking off the deduction for medical, like what you pay for Medicare Part B. And the part I was confused about was if you pay your own medical insurance, which I do because I'm a retired federal employee. I pay part of my own. Can I take that part off also?
Okay. Good question. The form number is not an SR. It's, I believe, SB, and it's a Wisconsin form that allows you to do subtractions. And the SB form is the one that you would record your health insurance on. SR is another form. It is for senior citizens. It's a 1040 SR that is just a 1040 with bigger print. So this, the form you're talking about is a Schedule SB, which is a Wisconsin form. Now, the rest of your question had to do with Social Security, and the taxable Social Security that appears on your federal return is not taxable to the state of Wisconsin. So that's one of the subtractions that comes off there. Another one of the subtractions that Wisconsin allows is your medical insurance. So any medical insurance that you are paying is deductible on Wisconsin. That could be regular health insurance that you are paying, and it's after tax. Don't confuse it with the money that you're paying through your employer that probably is pre-tax to you. So think about it this way, that health insurance that's deductible generally is health insurance that you write the check for, use your credit card, but it comes out of your account. with the exception of Medicare, which for most people, Medicare comes out of their Social Security payment. But that coming out does mean you're paying it, and therefore you get to deduct it. And you can deduct Medicare B, Medicare C, Medicare D. All of those things are deductible health insurance for Wisconsin subtraction.
Mark, there you go. Appreciate your call very much. Don in Fredonia, we'll go to you next. Hi, Don.
Hello, I have a conundrum. Thank you for taking my call. I qualified for Medicare last year, so my wife went on the Affordable Care Act. Now, our income was such that we could get the subsidy, but we had some unexpected income last year due to my mother-in-law coming out of the nursing home because of the COVID and living with us, and my wife gets paid a certain amount for taking care of her. And that puts us over that limit that I think somebody told me it was $64,000. And I don't know what line they look at on the W-2 or if I can make some donations, some contributions to my IRA to get that total income down and get under the limit.
That's a good question, Don. That is one of the tricks of the Medicare, the marketplace insurance, that if your income changes during the year or is different from what you have told them when they set up the payments, that can affect things. For 2021, there are some different rules that exist for this year that have to do with that. First of all, are either of you receiving any unemployment for this year?
No, we are not.
Okay. For those that receive unemployment, the income limit doesn't make any difference, that you're considered to be at the bottom level, and so you may be getting, that person may be getting a refund, not having to pay extra into it. But this year, they also said that the maximum that you would have to pay for health insurance is 8.5% of your modified adjusted gross income. So things this year aren't quite as bad as in a normal year of pay increasing income. But you are correct that there may be some things to do. It's based on your modified adjusted gross income, which is your adjusted gross income, plus adding back Social Security that hasn't been taxed on your return. And there's a foreign earned income exclusion and some oddities there. Most people don't have those. So it would be adding back your untaxed Social Security to your AGI, and that's pretty much how they decide the income that they judge. But that being said, if you are in a position that someone in your family has W-2 wages or Schedule C or Schedule F earnings, then yes, you could make an IRA contribution, a traditional, if you're in the right income level, and that would help you. The charitable contributions, the only part of the charitable, and in fact, charitable will not help you unless you can, or charitable won't help you, period, because charitable contributions, whether you itemize or whether it's the enhancement of the standard deduction, come after AGI. So you have to do something that affects AGI. It could be HSA contributions if that applies to you. It could be IRA. It could be a separate, simple contribution, again, if that applies to you.
Dan, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. Karen emailed to ask how to deal with unanticipated capital gains and dividends paid out late in the calendar year. How can someone estimate taxes for this kind of thing when you don't know what's coming until the last week or so of the year?
Well, that's a good question. And if you're thinking about not knowing it until you get the statement, then there isn't much you can do to estimate that. But generally, the things that happen in your brokerage account happen And if it's something like capital gains that mutual funds spit out, many times they're not done until the end of the year. And so I think you have to kind of look at a pattern of other years and what kind of things have you seen in other years and maybe use that as a guide. There isn't a fail-safe way to look at it. If it comes to stocks and bonds that you're selling, then you should be in on the decision or at least talk to your broker before the end of the year to know, if I've got some extra income, what could I sell that's bad to kind of offset that?
Hmm.
Once the year ends, you're out as far as doing anything short of IRA contributions after the end of the year or HSA contributions, you know, some of the few things that you can do after the end of the year.
Good question. John wondered if you could explain the federal and state tax rate on the sale of a second home that was held for 10 years. He makes less than $50K a year, combined income of Social Security and part-time work.
Okay. The sale of a second home, first of all, is a taxable event. It's a capital asset. And if you have held it for more than 1 year, then it gets more than a year and a day, to be specific, you will get capital gain treatment. Capital gain treatment happens to the difference between your selling price and your cost or investment in that property plus closing costs. So that difference between those two numbers is what's subject to capital gains tax.
Go ahead.
If you're in the 12% or lower tax bracket for federal, long-term capital gain has a rate of zero. So that's a nice place to stay. After that, you're subject to the 15 or 20%, however high your income is. And I believe he said $50,000 was his income.
Yeah.
So he could well be in the 0% tax bracket.
Mary Mellum, our guest today, taking a look at your taxes. And Tom Lujak joins me to take a look at our Wisconsin Public Radio member drive. Our goal is to keep bringing you topics like your taxes on this show. Your support makes that happen because listener support's actually the largest source of funding for our show. So give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
And Larry, we want to remind our listeners that right now we have a dollar-for-dollar match up to $4,000 during this hour. It's a great time to donate because current members, including one special person up in Marshfield, will double every dollar that you give. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Really enjoy having Mary Mellum on the show. She does a wonderful job, and I know she saved many people a lot of money, or maybe saved them from getting into trouble because of tax issues. That's an example, I think, of the kind of programs that we do. And I'm hoping your life is enriched by the shows. How is it unique? I'm telling you, it's a unique kind of program, and you are supporting us. WPR is listener supported, and that means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So choose an amount that works for you. Take a few minutes and make your gift.
And, you know, think about what you spend money on every day. Coffee, maybe some takeout at lunch. You know, that all adds up, and it's easy to spend on things that are part of your routine.
And certainly Wisconsin Public Radio is part of your routine. It's your news source, maybe your conversation starter. It's your place to learn. So spend some money on it today. Start with a dollar a day, maybe. That's $30 a month at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
So.
Hi, I'm Joy.
I'm Scott.
And we're from Madison.
We became sustaining members because we do listen to it every day. We really appreciate it. We thought this is something we want to make sure continues. We are now fixed incomers, but we enjoy this station. It's one of the highlights.
I
couldn't imagine living anywhere without a public radio station.
Consider becoming a sustainer with a regular monthly gift. Visit WPR.org to get started now.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Mueller with Tom Lujack. Your support during our winter drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift could be $10, $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And, you know, you support the things that make your life more meaningful. Well, Wisconsin Public Radio, of course, is one of those things. Here you get information about events in our region and the world. And you also get music, humor, storytelling, and Larry.
Yeah, and me.
We're so glad we got you.
Well, I know they're going to want a lot of news and information in the coming year, Tom. And as you listen, I hope your support now will help make that possible. You can make a difference. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 with your gift of the amount that's right for you. And we have about $2,500 raised, so we still have money left in that $4,000 matching grant, Tom.
Yeah, now's the time to jump in and help us close the gap, right? Our dollar-for-dollar match is still in effect, so we want you to go ahead and step up. You know, you can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the new WPR T-shirt. And, Larry, I think you've already shared with listeners, it's the exact color of your blue eyes. I'm digging that. So Larry Mueller fans have to go ahead and consider giving $10 a month right now or more. And you'll get your T-shirt. Just ask for it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. The special offer, by the way, is only available today at $10 a month. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and thank you. Well, Mary Mellum with us, and she's answering your tax questions, and Nick in Green Bay has one, so let's go there. Nick, hi.
Hi, I'm kind of a pickle, so hopefully you guys can help me. Yeah, it's nice hearing you, Larry. I got hurt really bad on June 9th at work.
Okay.
So I've been on light duty for almost a year, and now we decided to part ways. And I don't have a job right now because we're in a legal battle. But anyways, I've got $20,000 in my 401k, and I don't have another form of employment. What do I do with that $20,000? Because I know if I take it out, I'm going to get hit pretty hard. So do I actually just withdraw it, or what do I do with that 20 grand?
What do you think, Mary?
Well, from a tax standpoint, if you have the 20 grand and you take it out, you're going to pay taxes on the 20 grand. And unless you're dead, disabled, or meet one of the other relatively few conditions beyond that, you're going to pay a 10% penalty for that as well. So if there is some way that you can avoid using that money, the rollover issue would be the best way to go.
There you go, Nick. If you can do it, that's the way to go. John in Mineral Point, your turn.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
I do my deductions, but once a standard deduction got high enough, it didn't pay anymore. But I just received a notice from one of the nonprofits that I contribute to that the law has been changed. And now you can deduct contributions even if you take the standard deduction. Is that true? And if so, how do you do that?
That is true to a certain point. If you are able, due to the COVID legislation for 2020 and 2021, to take additional standard deduction or charitable contributions in addition to the standard deduction. However, they are limited to $300 per person, $300 on a single return, $600 on a married joint return, and they are only eligible for cash-like gifts. So cash, check, credit card, new items that you have bought with your cash and given to the organization. It is not eligible for gifts of used property to things like our thrift shops or resale shops.
John, there you go. Thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Mary Mellem, our gas tax professional. She and her husband, David, operate Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals in Green Bay. Talking taxes today with Mary Mellem, tax professional from Green Bay. She's been in the tax business a long time and does a great job. You can join in 800-642-1234. Email to ideas at WPR.org. John in Sun Prairie, we'll go to you now. Thank you for calling.
Yes, I had a question. I'm anticipating selling a stock in 2022, and it will be a large gain on this stock. I've held it for a long time. I also have lower income being retired. And I'm wondering, I have a loan that I had, or I lent money to a person and created a loan, and this loan is going to be a loss. And I'm wondering if I can offset the loss on this loan against the capital gain on the stock.
Good question. And if the loan, if you were not able to collect the loan and it was truly a bad debt, yes, you could offset the two. That being said, sometimes the debt cancellation or the bad debt issue is very hard to deal with. And if this person is related to you, the IRS many times looks at it in an unfavorable way, that it can't really be debt cancellation or it can't be a bad debt. So I would, hopefully you have pursued all means to collect that debt before it's declared a bad debt. So the answer to your first question is yes, if you have a bad debt, it could offset the capital gain income. It's just getting to the bad debt that is sometimes the difficult road.
Yeah, that's the issue. Especially if it's a family member. John, there you go. Thank you so much. Kathy in Heartland lost her husband in 2019, late in 2019. She's 60 as of 2022 and has an IRA TOD, is it? Anticipating starting withdrawals this year. What are the tax ramifications she should anticipate filing as retired? Have not looked into her deceased husband's Social Security.
Okay. Did she give us an age?
She's 60.
Okay. As far as the IRA that she may have inherited, the spouse is in a special place, and the 10-year takeout of that money does not apply to the spouse. So she can take that money out before she's age 72 at her discretion. At 72, again, we get into the RMD issues with it. But it is ordinary income to her as she takes it out, and whatever tax bracket that puts her into, that's the taxation of an inherited IRA inherited by a spouse.
Let's take a call from Wally in Ogama. Wally, hi, thanks for calling.
Yes, hi.
What can we do for you?
Wanted to know how one would deduct as a charitable contribution a minimum requirement from a retirement account. Mm-hmm.
That is a wonderful question. I'm glad you ask it. At the age 70 and a half, different from the 72, they'd never converted it from the old age. But at age 70 and a half, you could start making what we call qualified charitable distributions. They would come from an IRA, not from a retirement account, but it must come from an IRA. And it is a direct transfer. So whoever holds your IRA, you contact them and say, I want so much of this money to go to the charity of my choice. They handle the paperwork without you getting your hands on the money. That's part of it. But it's a direct transfer from the account to the charity. And when you get the 1099 with the distribution, you report the distribution on your taxes, and there is a special place where you reduce that distribution by the amount that you sent to charity. So it's depending on the software you use or how you do it, the total distribution is shown on the return and the net distribution is shown on the return. And you pay taxes on anything that you didn't give to charity. It is also limited to $100,000 that you can give in any 1 year as the QCD.
Pretty good deal, Wally. It's a pretty good deal, especially if you were planning to give to that charity anyway. Now you can do it kind of tax-free. Mary Mellum, our guest today, tax professional from Green Bay, and my co-host today is Tom Lujack, Interim Director of Wisconsin Public Radio. Great to have Tom on the show today. He's got such a smooth voice, isn't he? I tell you, I like his voice. And because I like his voice, I've asked him to help us here with listener contributions. They're the largest source of funding at WPR, and your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So make your contributions now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and our dollar-for-dollar match has been met, Tom.
Isn't that great? Listeners are really stepping up. I think it's when they heard you have blue eyes, the same color as the T-shirt that we're offering, I think they just lined up and said, we got to get some of that. You know, this dollar-for-dollar match has really been such a wonderful way for us to go ahead and meet our goal. Members throughout the state, including a special person up in Marshfield, are providing that match during Larry's show today. So that means your gift of $50 turns into $100, and $100 turns into $200. So take advantage of this match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio programs when you give right now. Just go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are listener-supported here at WPR. That means when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, you make this program and many more programs possible. So I just hope you choose an amount that works for you. And then take a couple of minutes. It doesn't take long. And make your gift.
And today is $10 Tuesday. What does that mean? Well, you can celebrate Wisconsin's sunny days. I think we have sun around there today. When you ask for your WPR T-shirt with your gift of $10 a month or more. This light blue shirt features a retro sunshine and pine tree graphic, along with a shout-out to your favorite Wisconsin radio station. So ask for yours with your gift right now of $10 a month at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Take advantage of this first special day offer that we've got. Tomorrow it goes up to $12 a month. So quite a deal.
My name is Silke Schmidt. I am originally from Germany, and we've lived in Madison since January 2012. For me, radio is really a way to get information. In general, I just really enjoy the variety. I feel like, especially if you're a newcomer to Wisconsin, listening to WPR is just a really good way to be introduced to the state.
Make your contribution today, because listener support makes Wisconsin Public Radio possible. Give now at WPR.org and click Donate.
That's right. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donations in the support of the programs you caught on. Larry Mueller with Tom Lujack, and your support today keeps all the WPR programs you enjoy going strong. Your contribution could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month, whatever amount, anything in between or over. We're going to appreciate it, and we're going to count on your gift.
Yeah, and a reminder, this is a dollar-for-dollar match during this hour. It's a great time to donate because current members will help us double your dollar that you're giving. It's their way of inspiring you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So double the impact of your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And however you choose to give, I want to thank you so much. Your support is powerful. Today, there's still something more you can do to help. You can encourage a friend to enjoy Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know, it's the day after Valentine's Day, but you should still spread the love, right? Tell your friends and your family that you support WPR, and you might inspire them to do the same by going to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member making ongoing monthly gifts, I want to thank you for that. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR. Maybe you could add $5 a month or maybe $10 a month, whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Louisa up in Menominee says, we listen regularly in our kitchen, our cars, even the farm tractor. And Rebecca in Madison says, WPR is a lifelong companion.
Your gift right now is so important at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. Mary Mellum, our guest today, and we'll take a quick look at the news, but then coming out of the news, Mary will be back to answer your tax questions. And so please stay with us. I'm Larry Mueller with Tom Lujack. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Thanks for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, taking a look at your taxes today. Mary Mellum back with us. Her business is Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals. She and her husband David are enrolled agents and have been in the tax business for more than 30 years. They serve individuals. They consult other tax professionals. They teach tax seminars around the country. So we'll go right to the phones. Chuck in Milwaukee has a question for you, Mary, so let's go there. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate the call.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, my question has to do with capital gains on the sale of a collector car that didn't really start out that way, ended up that way 44 years later. How's that handled tax-wise?
The capital gain is the difference between what you sell it for and what you have invested in the property. If you hold it for a year and a day, it's long-term. Now, here's the catchy part with collectibles. Collectibles have a higher tax rate than normal. So if it is a collectible, it can have a capital gain rate of 28%, instead of having the normal 0, 15, and 20. It has a 28% tax rate, and there's a catch to that, and it says you won't pay more than 28%. However, if your ordinary tax rate is lower than that, then it will be taxed at the ordinary rate. So basically, you're not getting the long-term capital gain rate on a collectible if it is termed as a collectible.
If it was, if you just held on to a car for 40 years and then sold it, and it was never sort of listed as a collectible, would that make it?
Then it would have your normal capital gain rates of 0, 15, or 20%.
Got it. All right.
If I were an auditor, my first question to him would be, do you have one of those blue plates on your car?
Ah, there you go. Chuck, thank you. Appreciate the call. Mark in Milwaukee, we'll go to you next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a question for your guest. I have put my wife into memory care. She has Alzheimer's, and she's been in for like a year and a month or so. So the entire year of 2021, I've been paying for her care. Comes out to just under $100,000 for the year. The only way that I could pay that was we were selling off pre-taxed IRA money. And because of her care needs, I've not been able to work. So I've been taking early Social Security. So at the end of the year here, I'm looking at a income, if I put that all together, of around $130,000, and I have absolutely nothing paid in for withholding. Just wondering what your thoughts were as far as where I stand tax-wise.
Well, first of all, the memory care, the charges for memory care, I'm assuming that you're saying that you paid that all as opposed to insurance paying any of it.
That is correct.
To the extent that you have paid it, it qualifies as a medical itemized deduction. So your $130,000 money from IRAs, whatever, and any taxable part of your Social Security would go into your total income. From that, you would want to claim itemized deductions, medical deductions, doctor bills, dentist bills, vision, any of that amount, plus the stay at the memory care place would all go towards your medical itemized deductions. Also included in that total would be any health insurance that you were paying. If you're on Medicare, it would be your Medicare. But all of that is added together, and then you would be subtracting 7.5%. So at $1,000, that would be roughly $7,500 that would come off against that. And all of that would go against your total income. And remember that you also have some other itemized deductions beside the medical. If you own your own home and you're paying property taxes, or if you have a mortgage on the home, or if you have other charitable contributions, all of those things add together with the medical expenses after the 7.5%. And all of that added together will go against that $130,000. So you may not be in as bad a position as you.
Yeah.
But you probably will still have some kind of tax due. And as long as, well, it depends on last year, you may have a penalty on top of it if you didn't pay more than your tax, more than last year's taxes.
There you go, Mark. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for your circumstances and your wife's circumstances. I appreciate your call. Chris in Milwaukee, will go to you. Hi, Chris.
Hi. I have two questions about a joint filing where a spouse passed away in 2021. Question one, is a whole life insurance payment taxable income? And then the other question is, for a paper series, Treasury Series I bond, where no taxes were collected yet, it's on joint, primary, Social Security, secondary Social Security, and it's the primary is the one that passed away. My understanding is that the paper bond could remain in the paper form or transferred to a new Treasury Direct online account in the Social Security of the primary or the secondary owner. But either way, taxes aren't due until that bond is actually cashed out. Is that correct?
Well, first, let me address the life insurance. If it is a whole life insurance policy that was paid to a beneficiary upon the death of the insured, that is not a taxable event. Any interest that the insurance policy might have accrued from the date of death till it's paid out, that interest would be included on the return. Let me take a step back as far as the tax return filing status for this couple. If they were married on the day that one spouse died, they are considered married for the entire year and would file a joint return. Generally, that's the best for them, unless the survivor was married to someone else by the end of the year. So in many cases, the year of death looks just like the prior year. Now, the I bond, I am going to have to plead ignorance as far as the transfer of it. Generally, an I bond, I believe that the income, I believe the I bond is not taxable until you cash it in. But as far as the transfer of it, as long as it can be transferred because of inheritance, that should not trigger the payment, the cashing in of that bond. So I would say that you need to talk to somebody at the Treasury Department that can instruct you of how to do that transfer.
Good points. Chris, thanks for your call. Pat in Brookfield emailed to ask if he donates a mutual fund purchased 20 years ago, which has grown in value. When he reports it on his taxes, does he just report the whole amount of the value that was donated, or does he need to report the cost basis? He's donating it.
If he's donating the mutual fund, it's the fair market value of the mutual fund at the time of donation that he would get to put on his tax return. And I think this brings up a very good question, that when you are donating property or cash to anyone, the IRS, before you take that deduction, you need to have in your hand a thank you letter from the charity saying how much you have donated. And I'm not sure in the case of this particular situation whether they would value it, but certainly they would say X amount of shares of XYZ mutual fund donated on such and such a date. And there's an important wording in charitable contributions. Charitable contributions, statements from the donee, should the donee should have on them a statement that says, if you received nothing in exchange for your donation, no goods and services were provided. So it's important to have that letter in your hand when you're filing your tax return, or that donation can be
challenged,
good idea, good word, by the IRS.
Jim emailed. He's the personal rep for his brother's estate. He had regular retirement income in 2021, then post-death had a retirement annuity payout. Do they need to file a normal tax return for the regular income, and would the annuity payout be a part of the final fiduciary return to close the estate?
I think the answer is yes. Now, let's break down the questions. First of all, when someone dies, their tax return for the year goes from the first day of the year until the date of death. Any money received during that time is taxable on that return. When the person dies, an estate is created, and any income received for that person or through that person's assets belong on the estate return. So if that annuity was paid out to the estate, not to a specific beneficiary, but to the estate, yes, it would go on the form 1041, which is the estate tax return, estate income tax return.
A listener emailed, he lives in Wisconsin, but his kids go to a private school in Minnesota. He got a tax form for the tuition he paid. How does he put that into his tax forms when he files? And does he file Minnesota, where he also works, and Wisconsin? Which state? Yeah,
okay.
We could go on.
It's a big question. First of all, let's talk about Minnesota. If you live in Wisconsin and work in Minnesota, Minnesota and Wisconsin do not have reciprocity. Therefore, the working income that you do in Minnesota is taxable to Minnesota. You would also have to report it on Wisconsin, and Wisconsin has a credit for taxes paid to other states. So you'd be doing two returns, hopefully only paying taxes in one state or on that amount of money once. As far as the tuition goes, it depends on whether you're talking about college tuition or private school tuition for undergrads. If it is college tuition, the credit for college is based on the federal return. There is a deduction on Wisconsin, but it is only for schools generally in Wisconsin or kind of out through the Wisconsin school. So you'd be paying to Wisconsin. So there would be no deduction for the tuition for a Wisconsin resident that is paying tuition to a different state school. As far as Minnesota, I don't know what Minnesota has for whether they have a tuition deduction in Minnesota. It's something that you would need to check out with Minnesota law and whether they would give it to a non-resident.
Mary Mellum, our guest. Mary, it's always a pleasure to work with you. Thank you so much for all of your help. Mary's business is Ashwaubenon Tax Professionals, work out of Green Bay. She and her husband, David, are enrolled agents, and they've been in the tax business for 30 years. I was thinking about deductions, and, you know, one of the deductions you might take could involve Wisconsin Public Radio. If you itemize your deductions, this and here we are in our Wisconsin Public Radio winter member drive, Tom Lujak piping back in here. Your gift makes a huge difference because listeners are the largest source of funding for our program. So I hope you'll step up and be counted as a supporter with your gift. Do it right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
And Larry, you know, we've heard from donors from throughout the state during your program today, and we want to thank everybody who's given so far. Our goal now is to get at least 35 more gifts between now and 1 o'clock. The goal is to make sure that we'll be in a good position to pay for the Larry Miller Show in the months to come.
So let's meet that goal. It happens one gift at a time, and it could start with yours, as a matter of fact. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You know, on Larry's show, Larry focuses on how to make your life better every day, from practical advice to topics that affect the communities that we live in. We talk about Wisconsin wildlife here, interesting things going on out at the university and throughout the state, along with health issues, consumer protection, even sports, of course, in Wisconsin. We have to talk about sports from time to time. And, for example, Larry's great discussion today on taxes. I bet a lot of those athletes pay a lot of taxes. Don't you think, Larry?
Oh, yes.
And they should. Anyway, your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 keeps this show going.
And don't forget, it's $10 Tuesday. You support the programs you love in style with the new WPR T-shirt when you give $10 a month or more. It's a comfy, light blue shirt that matches my eyes, celebrates sunny days spent outdoors in Wisconsin with your favorite public radio station. So ask for yours. I love the design, by the way. I love that pine tree in the sun. You can get one. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And this special offer, it's only available today at $10 a month. Tomorrow, it's $12 a month.
I bet you didn't know here at WPR, we have our own good old blue eyes, right? Who needs Sinatra? We've got Larry. Wisconsin Public Radio is a powerful resource that we've all created together. The programs on WPR have an impact all over the state and far beyond, too.
So make your gift at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and be part of the statewide news, the talk, the music. They inform, they engage, and they inspire actually hundreds of thousands of people here in the state.
You know, we live in a generous society here in Wisconsin. We're quick to help a neighbor or a coworker in need, and we chip in for good causes. And now you can continue that tradition of generosity when you support WPR right now.
If you've never given to WPR before, this would be a great time to step up and give right now. And when you do, you'll be funding the programs you and many others benefit from every day. I know a lot of first-time donors that give $100 or maybe they'll give $10 a month. It doesn't matter. The amount is totally up to you. The important thing is to make your first-ever gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
I'm Margo Potacek, and I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
And I'm Betty Potacek from Madison.
I grew up listening to Wisconsin Public Radio, and I listen at home. It's on the radio when I wake up. I listen in the car on my way to and from work on the weekends when I'm, if I'm cleaning, rarely, but I listen to it then.
I walk an hour a day, so when I'm walking, I listen to WPR on my phone. I used to listen to books. I'd download them, but I'm finding that listening to WPR, that's when I'm getting these topics that I didn't know that I was interested in.
Give now so you can hear more of the programs you love. Go to WPR.org and click donate. Thank you.
That's right. Go to WPR.org, WPR.org, or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. Larry Mueller here with Tom Lujack. Listener support's the biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on, and that's why your support during this drive is so important. Your gift could be $10 a month, could be $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we ask you to join your friends around the state by calling in with that gift right now. Now we're down to 23 more callers we need to hear from between now and 1 o'clock. You know, giving to WPR is easy. All it takes is just a few minutes of your time and a gift of any amount, say $10 a month.
And that donation comes back to you every day in the form of great programs. Show your support at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And please do give as generously as you can.
And remember, as the donor, you get to decide how much to give. And maybe $100 or $200 a month is the right amount for you.
That might be what you spend every month on takeout or entertainment, for example. Things you enjoy that make life better, just like listening to WPR. The important thing is that you decide the amount that's right for you and then go ahead and make your gift at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
If you've already renewed or are making ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer, we want to thank you. Listeners who renew and monthly sustainers are the backbone of WPR.
And if you haven't given yet, why not do it right now? You can join thousands of other WPR members by donating. And how do you do it? You just go to WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552.
You know, a $10 a month contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio works out to just 33 cents a day. That's a pretty good deal, don't you think, Larry, to hear somebody like you?
Well, I don't know about me, but I'll tell you what, we have some great programs, and we do. I think this show's a lot of fun to do. We have a great group of people, a great staff of people working on this show, just as we have on all of our programs. People that are really committed to providing good programming for you. Make a gift, $10 a month right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552, and you'll get a lot of return. And I'm looking at the clock here, Tom, and I'm seeing that we are running out of time. So this is your chance. If you haven't given yet, think about it for a minute and then go to WPR.org and make that contribution or phone 888-202-2552. We, Tom and I and everybody here, really appreciates. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't given, why not do it right now? I'm Larry Mueller with Tom Lujack for the Ideas Network.